Thank you for joining us on the latest episode of Conversations on the State of Healthcare. With our podcast sponsor, the North Carolina Healthcare Association, this is produced by the North Carolina News Network. I'm Christine Bellino. So last month, the Centers for Disease Control released data from 2020 to 2021 that showed a national decline in how long Americans are living. The average life expectancy in North Carolina declined by more than a year, from 76.1 to 74.9 years. That caused the state's ranking to slip from 35th to 36th in terms of life expectancy. CDC researchers attributed the decline in the time frame, of course, to COVID deaths, the pandemic, and an increase in overdose deaths. Many factors impact how long we live. Those include things like genetics and our lifestyle choices. Of course, race and ethnicity play a factor, but so do socioeconomic status and access to regular health care. Even where you live can affect your chances of living a long, healthy life. You've heard of blue zones, and those are the optimal places for living a long life. And of course, there are the opposite of those. Research by Cone Health, it's one of the triad's largest health networks, found areas that they serve where people live 15 years less on average than those who may live in an adjacent zip code. To close the gap, Cone Health is pledging to boost life expectancy by investing $150 million over 5 years to address health disparities in East Greensboro and some other medically underserved areas in Alamance, Forsyth, Randolph, Rockingham, and Guilford counties. Joining us to share more about this is Dr. Olu Jegedi, who serves as Vice President of Clinical Care and Health Equity for Cone Health. I thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us about Cone Health's Catch 5 in 5 initiative. Exactly what is that?
Thank you. Catch 5 in 5 stands for Collaborative Actions Toward Community Health to add 5 years of life in the next 5 years to the communities where we have seen disparities in longevity. So the residents in these communities, they suffer disproportionately from heart diseases, diabetes, obesity, smoking, and other preventive ailments that take years off people's lives. And you know the health outcome and how long you live is so much more than healthcare or healthcare access. So life expectancy is influenced by many more factors, including housing, access to healthy food, education, physical activities, and the level of stress that is in your life, and a host of other factors that we refer to as social drivers of health. So the Catch 5 in 5 program is a sustainable community outreach initiative that is designed to intervene at upstream level to screen for chronic diseases such as high blood pressure, blood sugar, cholesterol, and even some cancers. And we're connecting our community members to the primary care doctors needed. So the aim is to improve health outcomes for all and to reduce health disparities, ultimately improving both quality and length of life. This initiative is also designed to build trust and to cultivate strong relationships across the communities that we're privileged to serve.
Okay, and it's really great to see that the healthcare industry is taking a really good look at some of these other, what did you call them, socio-something drivers?
Social drivers of health.
Yes. Social drivers of health, because we do know how important those are, and you know, learning things like stress is such a big, big factor in health. So what is Cone Health specifically doing to address these challenges and educate people more?
Yeah, so we cover about 5 counties, but I'll just mention 4, Guilford, Alamance, Randolph, and Rockingham counties. And many community members face challenges when it comes to accessing healthcare. So we understand that transportation is one of the barriers for those in need. And so we're bringing wellness events and healthcare services directly to these communities using our home health medicine units. So our goal is to address the lack of medical facilities in underserved areas, to provide urgent care and clinics for people who have no access. So between the mobile medicine units that we give, you can actually just walk up to the bus. You do not need an appointment, and there is a robust schedule in our website and on some community newspapers where the unit will be at any particular time. And all you need to is walk up to the unit and be seen. You can be seen for any disease as if you are in the doctor's office. Additionally, we offer remote blood pressure monitoring and medication reminders to help our patients and our community members manage their health. And some of these goals we cannot achieve alone. You know, so what we're doing now is working very closely with local partners, collaborating with our community-based organizations, recognizing that all these social drivers need other organizations to help us solve for the patients.
Okay, and that's great. So instead of, if I'm hearing you correctly, instead of requiring that people come to a center, you're actually going to them and bringing healthcare providers to them.
That is correct. Because again, our Cone Health brand promise is that we are right here with you. And so for those who are not able to come to the hospital or to the clinic, we take the care to them. So be able to be right there with them when they're in need.
Okay.
And again, you do not need an appointment. You can just walk up to the bus and be seen by a provider.
Okay. And how does one measure blood pressure remotely?
So we have a device that has a Bluetooth that you can use to measure your blood pressure, and it connects it through the app to your medical record. And we will see your blood pressure in the office. And taking that blood pressure allows the patient to know if it is high or low or what is driving the blood pressure, and they remind them to take their medication if it is high.
Wow. Okay. I often think that, you know, cell phones have not done an amazing job for our overall wellness, but this is definitely one case where it has benefits that, you know, would not have been possible otherwise.
That's right.
So you mentioned when we were talking a few minutes ago about having some partners in the community. How are some other organizations involved in what you guys are doing?
Yeah, thank you. And that is one of the, you remember the CATCH 5 in 5 stands for collaborative action. So we are collaborating with these community-based organizations, knowing that overcoming barriers to good health requires this collaboration with other community-based organizations. Cone Health has a healthy calendar for community wellness events in partnership with community organizations in all our service areas. So, for example, the CATCH 5 in 5 program enlists community-based organizations to help with transportation, with nutrition support, housing, childcare, and other challenges that people may have to living a healthier life. And when we are in the community doing all these screening, we also screen for the social drivers. We leverage the platform that we call NCCare 360 to refer our patients to those social needs through these community-based organizations. Our events are scheduled at places where people go. So the CATCH 5 in 5 is usually scheduled around community centers, the barber shops, shopping malls, our schools and churches.
And we are speaking with Dr. Olu Jegedi, who serves as Vice President of Clinical Health Care and Health Equity for Cone Health. So what you guys are doing sounds fantastic, but is it having an impact? It sounds great, but is it actually having an impact so far?
Yes, we have seen great performance via the operational improvement and cultural transformation in multiple community care services, the community care service centers we are seeing a huge reduction in the utilization rate of emergency department. You know, when people go to the emergency room, that is not the best place to be cared for. So if you have high blood pressure and you go to emergency room, it's just a one-point care and there's no follow-up. It just makes things worse. So now we are seeing reduction in ED utilization rate. We are seeing reduction in admissions into the hospital. And these all come to improving clinical outcomes for all the patients that we serve. Through our Cone Health's mobile medicine program, we are also expanding to other counties. Now we are going to be starting a mobile cardiometabolic wellness, which will be specific for high blood pressure, high blood sugar, obesity, and smoking. So this is going to be providing awareness to the community that if you control these four areas, you can add 5 years to your life. We also plan to have a mobile dental clinic in the future. So we continue to build trust in the community, and we are seeing that through our enrollment. We have a registry, the CATCH 5 in 5 registry, between February and June, we've had over 600 people in the registry who will have had risk of cardiovascular disease, which is, again, hypertension, high blood pressure, or high blood sugar, and some other coronary artery disease with maybe high cholesterol. So those patients are now being connected to care, and they are reducing their risk of early death through this program.
Okay. And on a previous episode of Conversations on the State of Healthcare, we talked about the importance of dental health to overall health and eliminating some of those risk factors. And I think it's great that you guys are actually doing a mobile dental clinic, because I think a lot of people think of dentistry as kind of a luxury item when they're, you know, determining, hey, do I spend money on my heart or my teeth or groceries? And it's usually groceries, heart, maybe teeth if I get to it. And I think a lot of people don't realize that, you know, plaque and things like that form and can actually affect your cardiac health.
That is true. Dental or your mouth is the gateway to your soul, as they say. So you need a proper dental hygiene to maintain a good health, period. I mean, if you don't care for it, it can, like you said, lead to some heart disease.
Thank you so much for sharing this, for the service that you do in the community, and for helping to educate us about this, Dr. Shaketty.
I appreciate you. Thank you for having me.
This has been a super interesting topic, and we again thank Dr. Olujegidi for joining us and sharing his expertise with us. We thank the members of the North Carolina Healthcare Association on behalf of the North Carolina News Network. To learn more about this and share some of our other conversations on the state of healthcare, you can visit us at nchealthcare.org.